can be a boil, mm-hmm. or it can be a carbuncle.
Mm-hmm. They're not the same?
I don't think so. What they are different, but I don't think they're the same. It's slightly different.
Okay. What is the stuff that drains out of a boil?
Pus. Mm-hmm.
If you have an infection on your hand and it gets bigger, you would say my hand...
swelled.
All right. And it's still pretty badly...
swollen.
But if it's not infected, it probably won't...
swell.
All right. And the stuff that comes out of a blister...
fluid, water.
All right. If in a war a bullet went through your arm, you'd say you had a bullet...
pierce.
Well, the place itself you'd call a...
A wound.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a name for a kind of skinless growth around a wound that has to be burned out?
A skinless?
Mm-hmm. It doesn't heal clean and a white granular substance forms around it. Kind of flesh? Proud flesh? Okay. What is a brown liquid that you might put on a cut, not mercurochrome or methylate?
Iodine.
Mm-hmm. And do you know what used to be given as a tonic for malaria?
Quinine.
Yes. We've done those. If somebody asks you how you're feeling and you're feeling about average, you say?
About the same.
Okay. Anything else you might say?
Fine.
Mm-hmm. If someone's troubled, you say, oh, it'll all come out all right. Just don't...
yeah, don't despair.
Or?
Give up.
Or? Children are out late, you say to your wife, they'll be home all right. Don't...
worry.
A disease of the joints is called?
Arthritis.
Or? Older name for it, maybe? Well, it may not even be the same thing. Is rheumatism the same thing?
I guess.
Okay.
Rheumatism, yeah.
All right. Do you know the name for a very severe sore throat that children used to get? It would make them choke in the night and they would die.
Strep throat.
Worse than that, I think.
Scarlet fever.
They started giving people the Schick test to see if they needed shots for it. Now you get shots for it. Dip.
Or diphtheria.
All right.
Diphtheria.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it diff? Diphtheria. It's D-I-P-H.
Yes.
It? Diphtheria.
But most people pronounce it dip, which is the way we suggest it that way. When your skin and eyeballs turn yellow, then you're getting...
jaundice.
Okay. And if you have... you have your appendix taken out, you'd say you've had an attack of...
appendicitis.
Okay. If a person eats something that doesn't agree with him and it comes back up, you would say he had to...
he had to vomit.
Any more polite ways of saying that?
I think that's pretty polite.
Okay.
I would have to say he... I see that, I hear that as no less polite than threw up.
Mm-hmm. But it's equally polite?
Yeah, I have no problem with that.
How about some crude ways of saying it?
Barfed.
Anything else?
Upchucked.
Okay, anything worse?
To vomit, to throw up, to barf, upchuck.
How does puke strike you?
Yeah, puke means, you see, that's interesting. I use that, I think, almost exclusively for someone who's drunk too much
mm-hmm.
and gets sick to his stomach.
Now you started to say one and I interrupted you, beginning with H.
Heave.
And that's crude?
No, but it's just, no, that's not really crude, but it's just a little more, rough.
Okay.
But not crude.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a little rough. But to puke, yeah, I don't use it too often, but I suppose puke would mean, I confine it to that use.
Any joking terms? Like, lose your lunch or toss your cookies?
Sure, both of those. Lose your lunch. Blow your beets. Yeah. Toss your cookies, blow beets, to blow beets. Yeah, yeah. You want to stop the tape?
If a person did have to vomit, you would say he was sick where?
Pardon me?